Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. It's hour three of ITL on FNTSY, and I am joined by my friendo, KC Bubba. You can follow him on Twitter's at BDNtrick, and the Bench with Bubba podcast is his main go-to. Bubba, what is going on?
Not much, my friend. NFL week one is crack-a-lackin', and I know you and I and many cannot wait for this day. We're fans of everything, but football is king, and we're ready to rock and roll.
So how many teams did you end up with?
Way too much. I always go into drafts. It's like the typical industry answer. I really didn't want to play that many teams. I started counting it up. I'm pretty sure it's like seven, which for many, that's not a lot. For me, I like to keep it to like three. So it did expand more than I like, but hey, it's fun, and it's what we do it for, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm going to just have to take all of Monday off, or Tuesday off, to run waiver wire on all my leagues, because I have 15 leagues, so it's just too many. Like I love all of them. Like
I'm with you.
I feel like I'm so excited about the Welsh and I are doing the I think I told you about it. We call it the medieval leagues, where we're running the guillotine league. I hope I'm available. The worst part for me would be getting eliminated week one over anybody, because I get eliminated week one, then I have to cut my whole team, right? And then I have to do it every week after that for the rest of the season for whoever's the low score also. So I'm bounced, and then I have to do the work for the entire year too. So
that doesn't seem right.
No, it's not right at all. I hope it doesn't happen, but we'll see how it goes. And then we're doing this vampire league where it's an 18 man roster. So what we're doing is each week you have to uncover a different player, and the person that beats you can take a player off of your roster that you make available. So
I got to get into one of those next year. That sounds insane.
So the actual real vampire league is, if this is a 16 man, and this is why we had to do it this way, but in a 12 man, it's 11 people draft, and one person doesn't get to do any draft picks. They have nothing. They just get skipped. And then after the draft, that guy can then go on the wire, pick up whoever they want. And also, the vampire is the only one that is allowed to make roster moves. So they get to pick up whoever they want off the wire every single week. And and no other teams can make trades at all either. So it's kind of like, it's kind of like the vampire is, if you follow the True Blood rules, which, of course, everyone knows.
Naturally.
Of course. Then it's like you're inside your house and you haven't invited the vampire in your house, but they could do whatever they want on the outside, right?
So I love it. So you're either Sookie and you invite Bill in, or you are anti-Sookie and the gap tooth and you leave him outside.
Sookie. You know Anna Paquin boobs don't count as normal people boobs.
Well, that show ended after season one, right? Because those boobs never really came out again.
Oh my god,
it's like
dude.
Khaleesi. Yeah. I can go down this rabbit hole on HBO. It's very tilting.
Yeah, we don't need to go down that rabbit hole. But I'm with you. Like the True Blood. It's funny. I think I said, look, it's a really stupid show, but it's fun. And this girl that I know, she's like, it's not stupid. I'm like, Christine, come on. Like, it's really stupid. It's a fun show. You know, I'm not going to say that it's not entertaining, but it's really dumb. You know, like, they go down the weird rabbit hole of there's werepanthers and werewolves and fairies and all. I'm like,
Joe Manganiello out of this.
It's stupid. We what now? What'd we do?
I said, you leave Joe Manganiello out of this.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, he's a Steelers fan, right? So
there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. He's married to Sofia Vergara, right?
Yeah. He's an overachiever like many.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, any man marries Sofia Vergara, they're overachieving.
Exactly. So,
but what we're going to do with Bubba and the Welsh and I have already, you know, we did our DFS picks and we did our over unders. So we're going to talk about each game too. But what I did here was I set an over under for each of three over unders for each game. And you are going to tell me, first we'll get your picks on the game. And then when I give you these, you can tell me the over under. So let's fire this up and let's start in Minnesota. The Atlanta Falcons are traveling to Minnesota. Minnesota is actually favored by 4 points, which was a little surprising to me. The over-under here was 47.5, Bubba. So let's get your take on this game first. Who do you think wins, and do you think this game goes over or under?
I like it to go over. This is one of my kind of favorite game stacks when it comes to DFS-wise. Like, a lot of points will be scored in this game. Minnesota is actually a lot better than people think. Kirk Cousins, as much as people clown on him, is perennially a top 12 quarterback.
You like that?
Yeah, you like that. Yeah, you check that out. But he's actually sneaky good. Diggs is a question mark, of course, but that just makes Adam Thielen even better. Dalvin Cook should be a workhorse this year. There's a lot to like there in Minnesota. That defense comes to play in that dome. But Atlanta on turf is going to keep up, too. So I like the points, a lot of points to be scored in this one. And give me the Vikings -4, because I think if the Falcons would be the play, it would be closer to a 3 points or less type game to really get the sucker bets in there. But I think having 4 is going to get a lot more about Falcon money. So give me Minnesota on this.
So Minnesota in the over, you said, right?
That's what I'm going with. Yes, home team in the over.
All right. So you said Dalvin Cook as a workhorse, and I'm with you. Like, I think Dalvin Cook is going to get a ton of carries. But I think what I see with Dalvin Cook is in this offense is more of a Jamal Charles, like what Jamal Charles did with the Chiefs, where he didn't need 30 touches to go crazy. Like, he broke one off on occasion, and I think that's why they brought Alexander Mattison in. And I have tons of shares of Mattison. I have way too many. So he better work out, or I'm going to look like an idiot. I can just say that. But I'm going to set the over-under for week one rush yards at 70 yards for Dalvin Cook. So you can go over and under, and then tell me if I'm way off on that.
Well, it's the chalk, as Dalvin Cook is very, very popular this week by many, but I got the over on that one. I think he's going to run wild against this Atlanta defense that just has not been good against the running back, period, especially in the passing game. When it comes to running, they're still not that good. And you mentioned Dalvin Cook doesn't need a ton of carries. He's got that big play ability. He could bust a 50-yarder in the blink of an eye. I like him going over 70. You mentioned Mattison. I think he's going to get a lot more use than people think. I think think Latavius Murray type stuff with Mattison right out the gate. But still, Cook's going to get his. He's healthy. I like him to go over 70 in this one.
Now, Julio Jones, I set the over-under on catches.
This is depressing.
One, because of the contract stuff. Look, by the time this episode comes out, maybe that is solved. But it looked like there's a little bit going crazy there. And I'll get your opinion on AB when we get to the Monday night games here. But Julio Jones catches at one.
Well, like, I have to take the over because, you know, if he suits up, it's easy. But my God, like, where did this come from? There's been no talk about this all offseason. Now he wants to maybe sit out from a contract. Oh, and he's kind of not feeling good. Well, hey, Julio doesn't feel good any week, but he goes out there and balls out. So as long as he's on that field, he's going way over one. So I'm going to take it, knowing that he could sit out and just ruin a lot of my fantasy teams, because he was a big – I was putting my flag in as one of my top wide receivers out there. So I'm going to go over one, but it's making me want to cry already, and I'm not a fan of that.
All right, let's just say the contract stuff is resolved by week one, by a couple days from now. He's starting, he's going, he's in there. What should the over on his catches be? 6, 7?
I'd say like 6.5. Yeah. I'd say 6.5 is pretty fair. And I think he goes over. Like I said, I think this is a shootout, and I think Julio's going to get his like he usually does. I really like him this week in this game.
How about Kirk Cousins' passing yards here? Now, 47.5, you picked the over. You said shootout multiple times. Diggs questionable. Thielen good to go. They've got the two tight ends and Irv Smith and Kyle Rudolph going. Cook can catch out of the backfield. I'm going to set it at 265 for Kirk. And in a shootout, I would think that's low and you'd go over that. But what do you think?
Yeah, if I'm going to stay with my shootout storyline, I'm going over. The way I thought about this game in my head, and it could be completely just lunacy on my part, it reminds me a lot of that Monday night game or Thursday night game, whatever, a Thursday night game in L.A. last year, where they just went back and forth and Cousins was like an all-pro quarterback. He made a few mistakes, but he still threw for, I think, well over 300 yards, lots of touchdowns. I see this game going back and forth quite a bit in a dome. I got the over 265. I like Cousins and company this week.
What's the stat line in your head? Obviously, we're not going to hold you to it, but if you're looking at you're playing this game in your head, of course, what does it look like to you?
I'd say give me like 310 to 315. Give me three scores and an interception.
Okay, I'm looking right now. Okay, last season he had 6 games over 265. He had 425 at Green Bay, 422 in that Rams game that you were just talking about, 301 at Philly. He went 359 at New Orleans. It looks like when he went over 265, he went way over.
And look at those three of those four you mentioned there are teams without defenses.
Right, and then Green Bay again, 342. So everything else, his next highest game outside of those was 262. So it jumps from 262 to 296 in passing yards for him. So I like that game a lot too. I'm excited to see this Minnesota offense and see if it changes a bunch, but I don't think this is the week it changes. So I think next week we'll get a more realistic look at the Vikings offense. But let's go to Washington and Philly, Bubba, and Philly is favored by 10 already. The over under here is 45. So what do you think overall of this Philly and Washington game?
I'm going to go with the over, but I take Philadelphia. I think they curb stomp Washington. You give me a healthy Carson Wentz. People forget it was a potential MVP candidate before he got hurt. You throw in DeSean Jackson to go with all the other weapons he already has. A revamped running back core back there with Howard and Sanders. I like Philly to win, cover the 10, but I'll take the under. I just don't think Washington gets in the end zone very much.
Are you going to take the under?
I'll take the under with Philadelphia.
I thought you said the over. All right. Miles Sanders touches. I set it at 10. Looks like Jordan Howard is going to get the first run here. But if this is a stomping, you would think they want to run Miles Sanders out there a little bit and get him, just familiarized with the NFL and the speed and all that stuff. So I'm going to set the over at 10 touches total for Sanders. What do you think on that one?
That's a very good number. You're a sharp man there, Mr. Bogman. That's tough. Like, if it's going to be a blowout, like I think, I agree with your mindset. I just think they want to get Howard more comfortable in the offense. We got to remember Darren Sproles is still out there. He'll get some catches out of the backfield. I'll play contrarian and take the under, but it's going to be really darn close because they could play into, just like you said, with the blowout scenario, that they just pound it with Sanders and see what happens.
So you're taking the over.
I'll take the under on the 10.
The under on the 10. Okay. Yeah. And then I set Case Keenum interceptions at 2.
Oh, over.
Over.
It's going to be ugly. It's ugly for him this week.
Zach Ertz catches at 4. I feel like I may have set that a little bit low.
Yeah, but just a bit.
But I'm with you, though. Like, I know he was second in the NFL in catches or third or whatever he was last year. But if Philly is beating the crap out of Washington, they may not need to throw the ball much in the second half at all. So if he doesn't get those 4 in the first half, Maybe that is, maybe he doesn't get there. So let me bump it up then, if that's too low. How about six?
That's not where you were. I was thinking six, six and a half. If it's six, I say push. I'll say over for fun, because with Ertz, like the four, he could get in one drive.
Yeah,
easily. So I'll take the over even at a half, because Washington can't stop a tight end at all.
All right. I think we can get one more in here before the break. How about a boring one? Buffalo at the New York Jets. The Jets are favored by three. The over under here is 41. So what do you feel on this game to start?
I'll keep it simple. I'll take the Jets minus three and the under.
Jets and the bad offenses, the under.
Yes.
Le'Veon Bell touches. Didn't play at all last season, of course. So, and we don't know how Adam Gase is going to use him, because we know Adam Gase, his favorite thing in the world is to ruin running backs. So you know that better than anyone, Bubba. Yes. Le'Veon Bell touches. I'm setting at 23, though. He's still the biggest part of this offense. What do you think on that?
Yeah, I'm going to take the over on Bell, because I figure he'll get 15 to 20 touches, and you know they're going to drop it off to him quite a bit. I'll take the over. I think they do want to use him a lot. I think Gase, is, as foolish as he is, also doesn't have a ton of options, and you want to keep Darnold healthy. So give me the over on Lev Bell. That's why this game stays under. They pound it out, and they win.
Now, how about Devin Singletary total yards? I feel like I set this a little bit low, but I just really don't know what to expect going into week one. We have Singletary, we have Yeldon, and we have Frank Gore all going there. The Jets are favored. You picked the Jets, so it seems like they are, the Bills are going to be playing from behind. I set Singletary's total yards at 50. What do you think on Devin Singletary and his week one performance here?
Well, they've already come out today and said they're using a three-headed monster at running back this weekend. I'm going to take the under on Singletary just to tilt everyone's face off. And if you gave me 50 yards for Frank Gore, I'd take the over, because it's a low-scoring, close game. They're going to run the ball a lot this week, either with Allen or Gore.
The year's 2032. Frank Gore is still an RB2. Josh Allen rushing yards, 40.
Way over.
I'm going to write in way over on
that. Yeah, whatever hashtag way over counts as, that's what it is, way over.
I'm with you. I think he could get 40 on one rush, but who knows? Who knows how the Bills are going to look this year, or in a year, really. They're the Bills. But that is going to wrap us up for segment one. Stick around, because we are going to cover the rest of these games moving forward this weekend with all the fun over-unders with Casey Bubba. So stick with us, and we will be right back.
NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo. All night.
Welcome back. It's hour three of In This League on FNTSY, and I am joined by my friendo, Casey Bubba. You can find him on the Twitter, at BDNtrick. And Bubba, tell everybody where they can find you on the interwebs.
Like you said, you can find me on the Twitter at BDNtrick. I've been there doing my thing for quite a while now. And then my website's Fantasy Sports Degens, and I contribute also at DQuant Edge. But mainly, it's Bench with Bubba on all your listening platforms. Then I have MLB DFS Quick Hits. We got 2-point conversion. NFL DFS just came back out. Got golf with the always pressing DFS. So much going on. But find me on Twitter. It'll all be right there for you. And yeah, it's a good time. Always something going on in the sports world.
Now, you know me, and it's you probably hate me for this, because I live in Arizona and I just don't care about golf. And it's
you really should.
I know. It's a lot of my friends play golf, but For me, it's too early in the morning and it's expensive. So I just don't like, you add those two things up. Hey, you may have to wake up early, but at least it costs a lot. You know, for me, that's like, no, thank you at all. But what, so when does the golf season run? Is it like spring to fall?
I'm so glad you asked, because it just ended 2 weeks ago and technically starts again next week.
Ah,
so it's a long
season. Literally no off season.
Now, they call this the fall swing, where not as many of the big names play. Some will, but a lot of the kind of young kids will play. And then in January, when it goes to Hawaii, a lot of the big guys will start showing up again all the way till last September, like end of August. So like January to August is the big run. But this fall swing is really fun. If guys like me that are nutty about golf, I love watching these young kids play because they are ridiculously talented. There's 15 first time winners on tour last year, because that's how talented the young kids are.
Man, I mean, that's pretty cool.
It's good for a Sunday nap. I'm telling you, it's really good.
I'm too poor. I can't play golf.
It is an expensive hobby. I will say that much.
It's like guns too. I don't collect guns, and everyone's like, yep. I'm from Texas. I live in Arizona. Everyone's surprised I'm not armed to the teeth. And I'm like, they're expensive. I just can't.
What are you going to do when the zombie apocalypse comes?
I didn't say I don't have friends that have guns. So, I didn't have any guns. I said I just don't collect guns. But let's get back into these football games. And I am so excited.
We really don't need to. It's okay.
I'm so excited to talk about this game, because this is your team and your game here. It's the Baltimore Ravens at the Miami Dolphins. Baltimore, a road 4-point favorite, over under 37 only in this game in a row. What do you think about this game? I'm assuming you're going to pick against your boys, yes. But that over is it's enticing at 37.
Yeah, it's very enticing. And yes, I'm taking the Ravens -4. I'm 100% on board with that train. The over-under, it tears me apart, because I think the Ravens are going to do what they want to do. It's just, can the Dolphins score enough to help with that over? With Fitzmagic back there, I'll give it the over. The over 37, it's nice and low. Fitzmagic might throw 4 picks, but he can find the end zone a couple times. So the Ravens -4 and the over 37.
I mean, look, there's a reason why I picked Philly in the Survivor. Yes. Because Ryan Fitzpatrick ruined me last year. I picked the Saints to beat the Bucks week 1, and I was out. Ooh. Week 1. And I hadn't thought about it for a while. And then I was like going through my my old stuff on Yahoo last year. And I saw, eliminated after week 1. I'm like, yep, at least I didn't have to worry about it the rest of the year. This is going to be a fun game to watch if you're not a Dolphins fan. So I'm sorry for you, but let's just start with Lamar Jackson. I want Lamar Jackson total yards, because I know I could have said rushing yards, and I think he's going to have a bunch. But the passing yards, like, they may not need him to pass in the second half if they do get up big. I'm hoping that Fitzmagic can keep the Dolphins in the game. I'm just not really convinced on that. So I set his over under total rushing and passing at 275. So that's, if he gets 200 passing yards and 75 rushing yards, you make that. So what do you think? Are you going over? Are you going way over? Are you going to take the under? What do you think on Lamar Jackson this week?
Again, a very, very smart line set by yourself. I'll take the under, because a lot of what you said there is, I think they get up enough where they just pound the rock with Ingram, with Justice Hill, who's a very nice young back, which they might want to see in a lot more one-on-one action with the first teams out there. I could see Lamar doing his thing. I'm not going to be surprised if he breaks like a 60-yard run and throws a couple bomb touchdowns. But at the same time, I think they're going to kind of control this game. I also think the Dolphins will make turnovers, so they'll be short fields, so you can't get as many yards on short fields. I'll take the under 275.
Now, is Justice Hill a flex play to you this week?
It depends on the depth of your league, but say 12 teams or more, I think he's in the ballpark. I think he will get some good run. I really like Justice Hill. I think there might be a point this year. We've seen it with the Ravens before. I was a big fan last year of their situation. I don't want to mention any names because it burned me big time. But no one would be shocked if all of a sudden Justice Hill becomes one of the bell cow backs by the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I keep going back and forth on Justice Hill this week because I'm in some big leagues. I'm in some 16-man leagues and stuff.
Yeah, then I definitely would flex him.
But I feel like Gus Edwards could get that run too. So I don't want to flex him this week if I can avoid it. Like if I can get someone in there that I know is going to have touches. Like, oh, how about this? Justice Hill or Trey Quinn? Trey Quinn playing the slot in Washington. They should be down. And no Jordan Reed, presumably, because he's still in concussion protocol.
Yeah. I'd rather have Trey Quinn. I know you're a fan of Trey Quinn already, and I agree with everything you say, especially in this game against Philadelphia. He should get a lot of love out of that slot in a team playing from behind. Keenum likes to dump it off when he has to because he's running for his life a lot. I could see Quinn having a big game. What about Justice Hill or Madison?
That's a really good one, too. I think I'm going to go with Madison because we know Madison is the guaranteed two. So I think that that might look like a horrible pick because that game is going to be most likely, the way we see it anyway, a shootout versus this game that should be a domination. So if they do go to Hill repeatedly, if he gets 15 carries, he gets 15 carries in the second half. And Madison sits there with 7 or 8 because he just didn't get involved that much because the game was going back and forth. It was more high flying. But I think I know Madison is 2.
True.
And I just don't know between Hill and Edwards who's going to get more carries. So I think I'd go with the devil I know there. How about your running back, Kenyon Drake? They said Kenyon Drake is in line for, quote, a lot of touches. I don't know what that means in Miami. So I
don't know what to do with my hands.
Just put him down at your side there. You should be fine. I set it at 20. I think that's a big enough number for a lot of touches for a guy like Kenyon Drake. So what do you think on that?
I'm going to go with the over for the fact I want to trust Flores as a man of the Patriots and trust a game plan, unlike the Tweedledee that is in New York now. So I'm going to go with the over because I think Flores sees the light. He probably saw it when he was on the Patriots sidelines and the limited times that Drake got to touch the ball. He is the more talented running back. I've said it on your show here. I've said it pretty much anywhere that anyone will listen to me, that he should be running the ball all the time. So I'm going to go over 20. I think Flores wants to make a statement, even though they traded away so much talent with the Dolphins lately and they're in full tank mode. They need to at least show that Drake is their guy. And if he's not, let him prove he's not. So I'm going to go over 20.
I don't think I got your opinion on that Laremy Tunsil trade. I mean, what did you think about that? 2 firsts and a 2nd? I thought that was pretty good value.
I was doing the happy, Irish jig up and down the hallway. As much as I wanted to pray for our offensive line, that's pretty much non-existent now. Getting a return like that, the draft picks they have stacked up, it feels like the Patriot regime has moved into the front office and they are doing things the Patriot way. And it's like my Giants feels. We get Farhan in from the Dodgers and they're doing it the Dodgers way. It's like, the devil that you know, and it's working. So I'm a big fan of what they did there. It's unload and start rebuilding in 2020. I'm all for it.
I just hope Fitzmagic or Rosen, whoever is back there, can get more than one Mississippi in before the ball has to come out.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about Fitzpatrick. He's mobile and he'll just throw it up, so it will not matter.
500. Do some of those Brett Favre throws. What about Mark Andrews' receptions in this game? We've mentioned this might be a whole second half of Gus Edwards and Justice Hill, so he might have to get them in the first half. Almost like that Zach Ertz. Now, we bumped up Zach Ertz to 6. I think I'm going to stick Mark Andrews here at 4. Do you think 4 is a good number? Are you going way over? You going under? What do you think on Mark Andrews?
I think 4 is a really good number just because we don't know how much Baltimore is going to throw the ball. But 4, I'll take the over just because I know Jackson likes that safety net with Mark Andrews, especially in the red zone. So give me Andrews over 4, but that's a really good number. I wouldn't be shocked if it's right around 3, 4, 5, somewhere right around there.
All right, let's go to Tampa Bay where the Niners are coming in to play Tampa Bay. The Bucs are a 1-point favorite, and the over-under here is 50.5. So what's your thought on this game to start?
Give me the home Tampa Bay Bucs. I'm surprised the NFL gave them the afternoon game so the Niners get that 1 p.m. Pacific type feel. That was nice of them. But give me Tampa Bay. and way over. There is zero defense being played in this game. At least Minnesota and Atlanta, you know, they can stop each other once in a while. The only stops in this game are turnovers, which might go for pick sixes. There's zero defense in this game.
You're absolutely right about that. And because of that, I put Jimmy G's passing yards, the over here, at 270 against that porous Bucs defense. So what do you think about that number?
I'll take the over. I'm not like super going way over with this one, but I'll take the over just for the fact I think Matt Breida is going to have a huge role out of the backfield in the passing game this week, and even maybe some Tevin Coleman. But I think Breida is a big play there, and he's going to bust a bunch. Like if you said Jimmy G yards without the yak, I wouldn't take the 270. But he's going to get yacked out of his mind this week in Tampa Bay.
Mike Evans, I put PPR points at 17. I know he's one of the number one options at every place you look at. So, I mean, you know, 17 points is, a decent number, I think. Are you going to go way over? Is he going to hit that? What do you think?
I'll go over. I think he's good for like 22-ish or so. I'd say 7 or 8 catches, around 100 yards and a touchdown. So I'll go the over 17. 17's a good number, though. If he doesn't find pay dirt, 17's right about there. I think he finds pay dirt at least once.
Yeah, I think that's kind of putting it at 17 is asking you if he scores a touchdown or not. So yeah,
I think he finds it at least once just because I think everyone's going to score this week. It's crazy.
Now, this one isn't an over or under, but I'm curious as to which pairing you would take here.
Ooh, this is tricky.
If I put Matt Breida, who was listed as the number one on whatever they're calling it, the unofficial depth chart for the Niners, and Ronald Jones versus Tevin Coleman and Peyton Barber, as far as touches go, which combo would you pick there?
I'm going to go with my Breida love because I think Breida is the number one guy. I think he's the better back. The Tampa Bay situation, so it makes this question murky to me because who knows what's going to happen. Hey, Dare could have a great game for all we know. Dare's a captain. They named him a captain on the team. So who knows what happens there. I'm going to go Breida because I really do think Breida, between the passing game and the running game, he's going to get – he'll probably get over 10 carries at least, and they throw some passes in there. Give me the Breida side.
Dare is going to be the Philip Lindsay of the Bucs this year. Apparently. I mean, I'm not calling that. I'm just saying it's a possibility.
I'm not calling it. I'm just saying.
How about the Chiefs at the Jags, you jerk? KC -3.5, over under 52 in this one.
I'm going to take give me Kansas City to cover, but give me the under. Give me the under 52. Jacksonville's going to slow this bad boy down.
I like that. I think a lot of rushes from Leonard Fournette could do that, and the defense isn't good in Kansas City, so even Jacksonville should be able to do what they want a little bit. But I still think I think this could go over. I just think the Chiefs are so good on offense, it really doesn't matter. I'm definitely picking them. Travis Kelce receptions, I set it at 5 to start.
I'm going to go with the over, but it's tricky on this one because – with a healthy Sammy Watkins, that takes a lot of that kind of middle of the field help that Patrick Mahomes needed so much. It's just Kelce is so good and so good. I'll take the over, but it's not as automatic as it once was.
Nick Foles passing yards in this one, if they are playing catch up, although if you're taking the under, maybe they're not. Maybe it's a little more grinding. 250 passing yards for Nick Foles.
I'll take the under, probably about 235. 240, but it's really close. Really, really close. I think they want to run it with Fournette. Like, Fournette's probably going to get over 20 carries this week.
Yeah, I think so. I think he could be. I bet Fournette leads week one in rush attempts.
Do you think Fournette is a better game than Dalvin Cook?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm with you.
I do. And I think that most weeks that's going to be the case as well. Yep. But I am a Leonard Fournette mark, and everybody knows it. Joe and I cannot stop fighting about Leonard Fournette. But we'll find out. We'll find out. If he gets hurt again, I'm going to just have to take my lumps. So, I think he's good to go. Dede Westbrook receptions, I've got it listed at 6 here because I think Jacksonville will have to play from behind, pass a little bit more than they're used to. So I'm going to set it at 6 for him.
Yeah, give me the over. That's the one spot you can really take advantage of. The Chiefs is out of the slot, and that's just an easy safety valve for Big Nick. So give me over on Dede.
And his Big Nick energy, right? So
Yes. Big Nick energy takes to Jacksonville.
Let's do Tennessee at Cleveland before the break here. The Cleveland Browns are favored by 5 points in a week one. I wonder how many of those we're going to get. It was the first time they've been favored in week one since and then the over-under here is 45. So who are you taking in that one?
I'll take Cleveland and the under.
Cleveland and the under. So I'm going to set Derrick Henry rushing attempts at 20. I think him and Fournette should be the leaders in rush attempts this week. Mariota is just so bad. But what do you think about Derrick Henry rushing attempts at 20? You going to take the over or the under on that number?
I'm going to take the under. It's going to be close, but I think they're going to get behind early, and they're going to need a lot of Deion Lewis this week out of the backfield.
You're the Deion Lewis guy anyway, so I should have seen that one coming. what about Jarvis Landry catches? I set it at 6.
Yeah, give me the over on that one. A lot of easy slant route type stuff, especially if OBJ's injury is as serious as it is. Give me the over with Jarvis Landry. And it'll be like 7 or 8 for 50 yards.
That is a standard Jarvis Landry line. OBJ yards, obviously coming off the hip pointer, but he says he's good to go. 80 yards I set for him because it's him versus Adoree Jackson.
Yeah, it's a great matchup. He's going to go over 80, even though he's banged up. Jarvis Landry said praise him. He's still going faster than anybody in camp. So over 80 for OBJ. He's going to take one to the house, one big one, 40-plus yard touchdown to the house.
All right. With that, we're going to hit a break right here. But stick around because we've got the Rams and Panthers. We've got the Cardinals game, which is going to be interesting. My Steelers and the Monday night game. So stick around and we'll be going through those games when we come back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In this league,
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League
in the dark.
Welcome back. Endless love means it's over. This is the last segment of the show, everybody. We're ready for week one. We are ready to rock and roll. I've got all my lineups set on my 15 teams. So many IDP leagues too. Did you do any IDPs?
I did not. You're a crazy man.
I might have one. There's someone that didn't show up at a draft. So if you want one, I may have one for you. So
I'll have to debate that one long and hard.
That sounds like a no to me, but let's get back into breaking down these games here. And the next one up is the Rams at the Panthers here. Rams are favored by 2.5 points. The over is 50 points here. What do you think of this one?
Give me Carolina and the over.
Carolina and the over.
Yes.
Be a little
different with this one. Carolina and the over.
Now, let me ask you this. If I asked you straight up, are you taking the Panthers?
Panthers are winning this week.
Oh, no way.
This is your Tampa Bay Saints game week one last year.
Okay. Well, hey, look, I'm sticking with Philly over Washington. I'm not coming off that game. If the Redskins win,
don't come with Carolina for Survivor. No.
Yeah. If the Redskins win, whatever, you know,
it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. It gives me another year off of Survivor. So that's just the way it goes. All right. I set Christian McCaffrey touchdowns at 0.5. So you have to pick, is he going to score one or not? There's been a little bit of talk about they possibly want to take goal line touches away from him, but I haven't heard that from Rivera, and that's what I'm looking for. I want to hear that stuff from Rivera, not from beat writers or anything. No offense to the beat writers, and they know way more than we do, but I just don't see them taking away goal line carries from him. So I'm going to set the touchdown at 0.5 for Christian McCaffrey. What do you think?
Yeah, he scores this week. He's finding pay dirt. The good thing about not having goal line touches, it's easy to take a 15-yard screen to the house when you're not on the goal line because you're 15 yards out. So Christian McCaffrey will be just fine. He'll catch a boatload of passes this week. When Aaron Donald's coming down Cam's throat, he'll just be able to dump it off to Christian McCaffrey. Good times roll.
Now, if you were going to set the over-under on CMC catches, what would it be?
I'd have it set around 6.5 or 7.
Yeah, I think 7 is what I'd have. Just those dump-offs are too easy. Yeah,
he's going to get a ton of them.
Now, if you're picking Carolina, I think I know this one fairly easy. Cooper Kupp catches. I set it at 5.
I'm going under. I just think there's so many mouths to there's so many mouths to feed there. I'm going to go under. I really think this is going to be an ugly back of. I probably should have taken the under, but I'll take the over because I think there will be points. But it's going to be one of those kind of ugly games where some big plays will happen, some turnovers. I still got Kupp on the under on this one.
I mean, a 27-24 game gets you there. So you're fine on that game. What about Todd Gurley touches? They said a couple days ago, there are no snap counts or restrictions on Todd Gurley at all. I set it at 20. I think last year he averaged around 25, somewhere in that neighborhood. So I took a couple away, and it's week one, and I set it at 20. You think he's going over that?
Well, my doctor always tells me no sodas and fast food, but that happens too. So I'm going to go under on Todd Gurley. I really do. He's going to get his. He's going to have a good game, but I do think they're going to keep it a lot safer than they're leading on. I think they know they need him in the postseason. They don't want to do that all over again without a healthy Todd Gurley.
I tell you what, if you want exclusively sodas and fast food, that's the diet that I'm on right there.
Well, oh, no, that's the problem. I am on that diet. The doctor tells me no, but I am. I just don't film it like you do.
I was so pressed for time yesterday that the closest place to my apartment is Taco Bell. And I went to Taco Bell yesterday. So
no wonder your internet's out.
Yeah, exactly. It's because of the exploding toilet. Detroit at Arizona. Detroit favored by 2.5 here, over under 46.5. What do you think of this game?
Give me Detroit and the over.
Detroit and the over. I put Kyler Murray total yards at 260.
I'm going to go under. Under 260.
It sounds like you're not buying in. David Johnson combined yards at 90.
I'll go over because that's why the thing is I think they're going to use DJ a lot to kind of ease Kyler into this. They don't want to overwhelm him too much. And Detroit just likes to slow this game down so much. It's going to be a lot more grinding than I think people think.
Yeah, I know. That's what everyone's kind of saying. I'm surprised you took the over in that grinding type of a game. I might take the under on this one.
Because I expect some sack fumbles on little Kyler Murray.
Oh, whatever on little Kyler Murray.
I have him in fantasy. I think he's going to have a big year. I think the first few games might be a little tough.
So condescending, little Kyler Murray. Kerryon Johnson rushing yards, I said it's 70.
Over. They're going to pound the rock. He's going to carry it over 20 times this game. He's going to hit the century mark. Love Kerryon this week. Really, really big fan of Kerryon Johnson this week.
I think CJ Anderson gets mixed in too, though.
Yeah, he likes to bowl a lot, though. Did you see that tweet? New bowling league in Detroit?
No, CJ Anderson?
Yeah, he as like a week ago, he found out there's a big bowling league big group of bowlers in Detroit. He's all pumped.
I bet Bettis is one of those guys because Bettis is a huge bowler, loves bowling. What about let's go to Seattle where the Bengals are traveling to Seattle. Obviously, no AJ Green still in the walking boot. RIP. Seattle is favored by 9. The over under here is 44.
Yeah, it's going to be Seattle. Like, if you didn't take Philly, you should take Seattle.
Yes.
Seattle's going to blow them out of the waters. They might get the over on their own. Cincinnati is not stopping this team. Seattle wins this in a big way.
Oh, my God. I love it. I hate the Bengals so much. That's great fun. Joe Mixon combined yards. I set it at 75.
I'm going to go under. Gio Bernard is going to have a bigger role than people think. He's going to be a thorn in fantasy sides this year.
I don't know about that. I like Gio Bernard a lot.
They paid him for a reason.
I know they paid him. And I like Gio Bernard a lot, but I don't know that his role changes much from what it was last year. I was, look, I'm a Longhorns fan, and I'm not a Sooners fan by any stretch of the imagination, but I was really high on Rodney Anderson coming in. I was really depressed to hear he blew out his knee again. That's terrible. You know, that dude's got a lot of talent, but looks like he's just going to be he was hurt 3 of his 4 years in college, and now he's blew out his knee year one in NFL. So ain't going to happen for him. How about my guy Tyler Lockett? I got a bunch of shares of Tyler Lockett. I think he's my number two or three. I think he's my number three wide receiver because I go Trey Quinn, of course. With like 11 shares. Then I have like 7 of Larry Fitzgerald because he just falls, and I think that's stupid. And then Tyler Lockett is my number one wide out in a bunch of leagues because number one, they're 16 man. And number two, I like to go running back. So I got tons of shares of Tyler Lockett. I set the over on him at 5. What do you think?
Way over. He's having a big week. Big week. He's one of my favorite wide receivers on DFS this week. I think he's going to get fed by Russell Wilson over and over. He's going to be a big reason why Seattle onslaught just takes place this weekend. I wouldn't be shocked if he has 9 or 10 catches, like, because he's going to have so many quick out of the slot catches this week. Big week for Tyler Lockett.
I hope you're right. I think I got him in guillotine. So
there you go.
Need all those catches. Let's go. Just can't get it. Like week two, if I get eliminated, okay. You know, but week one, I can't be week one. I'd prefer to win, of course, but I don't know how realistic that is. How about Andy Dalton passing yards? I said at 250. It sounds like you would go way over if you think that Seattle is going to crush the Bengals because the Bengals should be playing catch up early and often.
Does he get credit for the interception yards that go
no,
the other way?
He does not. No,
okay,
he does
I'm just checking because I'm going to take the under. The ginger rifle will be the ginger water gun this week. And it's just not happening. Not happening.
This Bengals hate. This is my favorite.
This could be 45-0. Like, this is going to be bad.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep. Maybe.
Oh, God.
Want to go play in the garage?
Yeah, let's do karate in the garage. We have so much more room for activities now. And we make our beds into bunk beds. How about the Colts at the Chargers here? The Chargers are favored by 6.5. The over is 44.5. What do you think of this game?
I'll take the Colts plus 6.5. I think the Chargers win the game, but I'll take the Colts plus 6.5. Brissett's not as bad as people think. And I'll take the over. It'll be like a 47, 48 total by the end of it. So Colts and the over.
Colts and the over. Justin Jackson touches. I set at 14 in this game. Obviously, no Melvin Gordon. The Eagles tried to offer, hey, look, we'll give you 3 bags of footballs for Melvin Gordon. And the Chargers declined that. But Justin Jackson getting in there. I know you're an Eckler guy, but Jackson is the between the tackles dude. Not that Eckler can't do it, but he's going to be asked to do it more often than Eckler. So 14, what do you think?
That's a really good number because I was thinking around 15. So I'll take the over because I think they will want to keep establishing the run and use Jackson in that respect. We saw that a lot last year when Gordon was out. So I'll take the over on that. Your boy Jackson should have a pretty good game.
I've got him flexed in a couple spots, so maybe more if Julio doesn't play. But,
don't go there, please.
We'll see. Your boy Jacoby Brissett, you've talked him up 2 weeks in a row here. Passing yards, I set at 240 in this game.
Yeah, I'll take the over because I think they will. Like, T.Y. will still get his. Jack Doyle's a good use out of the tight end. No Derwin James, and that defense for the Chargers. That defense is not going to be that good right now, especially if Bosa's. Well, he should be playing. I'm thinking about his brother Bosa now. As a whole, I think he can get at least 250, 260, and Indy will score some in this game.
Yeah, good offensive line. So, like, all the pieces are there. It's just Brissett has to be. If Brissett is Andy Dalton, the Colts should be okay. I mean, they should be. The offensive line is there. They got the weapons.
So you're saying game manager?
Game manager. That's what I would say. How about Phillip Rivers, over 250 children?
My boo. My boo, Phillip. I'll take the over.
Over 250. You didn't even hear me. I said children.
I said children. I don't know.
Okay.
he's probably making a new one right now on his bus ride from San Diego to LA facilities. So, he'll go over 250.
All right, let's go to the Giants at Dallas. Pick up your new Zeke Who t-shirts at the game, of course. Good Lord. Whatever. 7.5, the Cowboys are favored by. 45.5 is the over in this one.
Give me the Giants plus 7.5 and the over.
The Giants and the over. So I guess this might be an easy question. Then Saquon Barkley, total 100 yards. I set it at. Total yards. What is he going to hit 100?
Total yards, yes. He's going. I thought you said rushing. Total yards, yes. He's going over 100. He might get 100 receiving yards this week.
I hope you're right. Amari Cooper catches. I set it at 5. He's a little banged up, but practiced all week. Says he's 100%. I don't know if I ever trust an athlete to say that they're not 100%, but I don't know. I think Cooper practicing all week tells us something. So I set it at 5.
Yeah, that's a pretty close line. I think I take Michael Gallup over 5. Cooper's going to be really close. I'll take the under, but it's really, really close.
You'd probably push if you could. But
yeah, I think 5 is a really solid number, like 5 for 80 and maybe a score.
Zeke hasn't been in camp, obviously, at all. It looks like he's in shape. He says he's in shape. They said, I think it was a report from The Athletic, between 20 to 23 touches, somewhere in that neighborhood. So I set it at 20, fairly low. What do you think? Over, under 20?
It's tough. I'm going to say under, but it's weird because, like you said, the stuff you see is 20 to 25 plays, touches. It's really not clear. I'm going to take the under 20.
All right, let's go to Sunday night where my Steelers are at the Patriots. So I'm just wondering what quarter the headsets go down. Probably in the second or third. Of course, Joe booed me for that. But it's New England favored by 6 at home. The over-under is 50. So what do you got in that one?
Give me Pittsburgh plus 6 and the over.
If I asked you straight up.
New England's winning at home on Sunday night. I'm sorry. Nah, they are. It's what they do. It might be a field goal at the end, but it's what they do.
Guess you don't remember when Alex Smith went in and torched them, but okay. No, I'm with you. Like, I think if I had to put actual dollars down, I would bet on the Patriots too. I set the over on Juju Smith-Schuster catches at 6. What do you think?
Over. They're going to feed him a lot. He's going to have a big game.
Julian Edelman catches at 6. I wanted to put 14, but I think that you would say no to that, so I put it at 6.
Yeah, because you know how Julian likes to play your Steelers. So I'll take the over. It's tough. It's actually a pretty good number. I'll take the over just because he gets so many of those just little dump offs. Next thing you know, he's got like 11 catches for 74 yards. So yeah, give me the over.
Any white slot guy for them? How about any New England running back? 13 touches. Do you think there's one that's going to get 13?
No.
So under. All right. I would pick Michelle.
I'd say Sony might get like 15 carries.
So you want to go over on that then?
Yeah, I'll give Sony will go over. So yeah, over.
Houston at New Orleans. New Orleans is favored by 7. The over under is 53.5. Fun game to start on Monday Night Football.
That's a great game. Give me Houston plus 7 and the over.
Houston and the over. Duke Johnson touches. I set it at 15 because Carlos Hyde just got in there.
Yeah, it's going over. Duke will get his. He'll get probably about 10 carries, and he'll be involved in the passing game, so give me the over.
Michael Thomas, receiving yards, I've got him at 90.
It's a good number. give me the under, but Bear, it's close, real close. Give me the under.
It's going to be like 83 and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's going to get his. I just don't know if he's going to go to over 90.
DeAndre Hopkins catches. I set it at 7.
Whew. That's sneaky good. They have a healthy team right now. I'm going to take a push or give me the under, but it's real close because as long as Fuller's healthy, you got Kuti healthy and Stills and Duke, I'll take a push or the under.
Last game of the week, the one that everyone's putting their money on, trying to make up for the horrible mistakes that we always make on week one. Denver at Oakland. Oakland is, that can't be right. It's got to be Denver's favorite, right? Denver's favorite by 1.5. And the over-under is 43.
Yeah, that's just pure madness. What a great game to fall asleep to.
You're on the West Coast. You can stay up for that.
I know. Give me Oakland at home and the over. Oakland and the over.
Philip Lindsay touches, I said, at 15 here.
Over.
All right. Josh Jacobs carries, I said, at 15.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's really good. Let's go over. As long as it stays somewhat close, they're going to keep running the ball, so over.
And then Cortland Sutton catches, I said, at 4. I know that I'm the Cortland Sutton guy and you're not, but I want to know what you think about him in this game.
I'll take 5 catches, so give me the over. Nice. I think that's a pretty good number because I think it starts out kind of slow and they're playing tight, and then eventually it opens up in the second half.
You know, people say that life is too short to bet the under. And I think you went over on almost everything here. So
that's right. YOLO. You wonder why the lights stay on in Vegas because guys like me, guys.
That was great. I appreciate you coming on again. We'll be back next week and we'll do this all again. But tell everybody where they can find you on the Twitter and all your podcasts and all your work.
Yeah, find me on Twitter at BDIntric. That's where you can find everything. Otherwise, fantasysportsdegens.com has all our other work. Some work at the Quant Edge, Bench with Bubba. Check that out, and you'll get all my other podcasts over at Fantasy Sports Degens. And again, thanks for having me, Boggs.
Absolutely. Remember, you can find us on InThisLeague.com, The Welsh and I, and FNTSY, obviously, on Fantrax, all the stuff and things at Is It The Welsh at Bogdan Sports. And we will see you guys next week. Take it easy, everybody.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.